Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into Old School one final time here on a Thursday. Austin Orman with you, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. We're headed back to our Starter Heyman Jewelers text line. A text from Gus Mohawk. He says, who has the best potential to make it in the league? Bryce Williams, Hunter Salas, or Chucky Hepburn? All very talented. I would agree, Gus Mohawk. All three of those guys, I think, have a role. I guess I would describe it this way. I think that Hunter Salas is still probably the most developmental prospect among those guys. So I think he would be a good fit for maybe a team that's in the playoff hunt pretty much every year, where he can get spot minutes. Maybe he can go down to the G League and get some reps. But I think Hunter Salas still needs to figure out, is he a lead guard, you know, a point guard in the NBA? Can he find enough scoring juice to make it work as a shooting guard? And then how much can his frame fill out, right? Hunter Salas is still very skinny, which, you know, isn't a killer, but he'll get taken advantage of a little bit, especially defensively, by some of the bigger guards and wings that he'd be asked to defend in the NBA. So Hunter Salas is either going to be an upside play by a team that's out of the playoffs just to see what they can make work with him. But I think he would be best served by going to a winning organization that has a plan for him and tells him, you are going to learn how to play point guard, be a ball handler, initiator, guard guys at the point of attack, or you're going to shift off the ball. You're going to defend the other team's best perimeter scorer, and we're just going to ask you to be a 3-and-D type of player. I think Chucky Hepburn is a little bit more limited in what teams will ask him to do. I think he's going to be your prototypical kind of caretaker, backup point guard. There's no reason that Chucky Hepburn can't do what TJ McConnell did for the Indiana Pacers, right? I think Chucky Hepburn can fit into that archetype with probably a little bit better of a three-point shot, a little bit more consistent. Chucky's reputation, right? Grinder, gamer, he'll set guys up. He's a passer, can go get his own bucket in the mid-range. You know, tough point of attack defender, like I said. Chucky Hepburn will have a moment, but not every team is going to need that, and not every team is going to want to spend a draft pick on that. So I think Chucky Hepburn probably, you know, has the highest floor for what he'll be asked to do. But I also think there are quite a few Chucky Hepburns floating around out there where a lot of those spots will go to veteran guys the teams know they can trust, instead of a developmental guy who has to learn all the savvy veteran tricks that Chucky Hepburn might have to in the NBA. If Chucky Hepburn isn't in the NBA, he'll have a long career overseas. I mean, almost guaranteed if he wants it. And then Bryce Williams. I really think that the widest swath of teams...
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Could be interested in Bryce Williams because of just how versatile he can be, right? He can be a secondary ball handler. You can ask him to be a play finisher as a shooter, right? You don't hate him necessarily on defense. I think Bryce Williams would be the most attractive of these options to the widest range of teams just because of his skill sets. But I also think it's going to be maybe hardest for Bryce to find a home or lock down a role, and it's really going to be a team-to-team basis, right? If Bryce can be a chameleon and know what his team wants from him, maybe Bryce is a guy that bounces around, right? Because what he was asked to do at Nebraska is not what he'll be asked to do in the NBA, right? Chucky Hepburn was pretty much who he was going to be. Maybe scored a little bit more than the NBA would ask him to at Louisville, but Chucky Hepburn knows who he is. Hunter Salas is even more of a blank slate than Bryce Williams. Maybe a little bit better athletically, maybe a little bit faster, more inconsistent as a jump shooter, maybe a little better on the ball as a defender. But I think Hunter Salas and his ability to be a lead guard and ball handler is maybe a little clearer for NBA scouts, whereas Bryce Williams is a pretty true wing. Maybe he can slide down to the number two. Bryce Williams can fit on, I think, pretty much all 30 NBA teams. But the key for Bryce will be determining what it is he wants to be good at, right? If Bryce wants to be that go-getter bucket scorer, he's going to have to go be an overseas guy. I don't think Bryce Williams is that microwave scorer off the bench for an NBA team just because of his high handle, got a little loose at times at Nebraska. He'll be able to get buckets, but I think NBA teams would ask Bryce to set up off the ball, to really lock in on defense, and then make a play on the second side after the ball rotates. I think Bryce Williams can do that. I really think that he can raise the floor for an NBA team. Is Bryce Williams, you know, an 82-game guy? Is he a 16-game guy in the NBA? We'll have to see, but certainly rooting for Nebraska's former number three. I think a team would get better by drafting Bryce Williams and giving him an opportunity to help their team out. Of course, the other guy with Nebraska ties who I think will get his name called first will be Ryan Culkbright out of the University of Creighton. I would guess that he goes somewhere in the I guess, low to mid-30s. I wouldn't be shocked at all if he's off the board in the first five picks of the second round of the NBA draft. I think he's going to find a role in the NBA if he's able to make it work a little bit on the perimeter and prove that his jump shooting wasn't a mirage for Creighton. That'll do it for Old School. Big thanks to Jay for popping on for a segment. Big thanks to everyone who sent in a question during On the Block and Old School. A huge thank you to Old School's sponsor, the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. They got three Lincoln locations and one up in Omaha. This is Austin Norman signing off. I will talk to you tomorrow from Haymarket Park.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.